Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Tuesday, February 5th. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Here we go. Candy companies. Ghirardelli and Russell Stover's.
Yeah.
We're not talking like, you know, your small candies up by the register, but, you know, if you
not
go down
the candy bars, but the bags of candy.
Yeah, down the candy aisle. Yeah. If you've noticed them, Ghirardelli's and Russell Stover's, they're in boxes or in cardboard bags.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of hard to see what is in there. They actually were fined $750,000 each for selling chocolates in deceivingly large-shaped packaging. The companies were sued and accused of misleading customers with oversized packing that was, quote, predominantly empty.
You know, they used to get sold by weight, not volume, was the way, you know, settled during shipment if you're crackers, if there's just... Now, I don't know how potato chip companies get away with
it. Yeah, but they do it by sale, but I'm telling you, I was... I do this all the time because when I saw the story, we were going to the store the following day, so I went and got a box of the Ghirardelli's, and it's true. It's got kind of like a point at the top, and if you squeeze it down, it's almost down to the bottom quarter before you actually get to the chocolate. So it's like that packaging could be in half to do the exact same thing.
Right. And they want the decorative box, so you know what you don't realize is with all the decorations on the outside, you're missing out on the chocolate on the inside.
That's how they get you to buy it, though.
Right.
Right, right, right.
And they say now to look for smaller packages or even see-through windows so that you can see what's inside of the boxes.
Or we're going to fine you almost $1 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money right there. What if my chocolate is moldy, Chris Malone?
If your chocolate's moldy, I just say, you know, wash it off and keep going. But that's just me. But there's actually, there was a doctor that was questioned, what happens if you just find, you know, you're chewing into a sandwich and you swallow a piece and then you bite into the second bite and realize, ugh, it's moldy? You're fine, pretty much for the most part.
So moldy food is okay.
Yeah,
but just think of it as penicillin.
Yeah, pretty much.
That doesn't happen that often to me, but I don't know about y'all. That's happened to me, though, with, like, sandwiches. You know, I'll make a PB&J, I get to the end of the bread, I'm not really paying attention. Halfway through, I'm like... Wait a minute, what's that? It's a spot, a fuzzy spot on my bread.
It's gross.
Yeah.
They say basically, as long as you don't have a compromised immune system, it's in a good shape, then the mold will be digested just like any other food it would be. They say, though, if the fuzzy green or white mold on vegetables, that might make you feel sick, but most likely because the mold tastes bad, not because it's bad for you. But if you do feel bad, you start vomiting or feeling nauseous. Go see a doctor.
You ever notice when you buy berries, like raspberries, or usually raspberries, by the time you get them home, they're all fuzzy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This, you know, the Salem witch trials back in the 1500s, they traced it to ergo, which is a mold that was on rye bread, which has hallucinogenic properties, like LSD.
They were tripping then.
People were eating this bread that was moldy, starting to trip out a little bit, and they thought they were being bewitched by other people, and they would say, that person's a witch because I feel weird.
Wow.
Seriously. That was ergo, E-R-G-O-T. You can look it up.
Well, no, it just goes a long way there. Let's see. Let's talk.
Want to buy some rye bread, anybody?
We talked also, too, about, this is interesting here because we hear about, you know, kids and tooth learning to brush on a regular basis, twice a day. It kind of starts when they're younger. And from what parents have told me, the whole idea is for them to actually brush their teeth, not just to get water on the toothbrush and then stick it back into the holder.
Yeah.
But this is interesting. From the Center for Disease Control, they found 40% of kids are using too much toothpaste.
And when you combine that with the fluoride that's already in the water, they're getting too much fluoride in the teeth, which can pit them and cause streaking, can all kinds of problems.
It actually will cause the problem with the fluoride supposed to stop, which is tooth decay. So what they're saying is experts recommend no more than a pea-sized amount for children aged 3 through 6. Only a smear about the size of a grain of rice for kids under the age of 3. They only get to brush once a day. At 3 is when they can brush twice a day, and that increases as they get older.
Right.
As they get their adult teeth, that's going to be fine for them. They say that you really should continue to use drink fluorinated water.
Yeah.
It is, they do have, hundreds and thousands of reports over decades stating that this is actually good for your teeth.
It strengthens your teeth, but if you use too much of it, it has an opposite effect.
Well, because when I was little, there was extra stuff too. It wasn't just the toothpaste. It was like the bubblegum flavored mouthwash and everything else, you know, all these other precautions, and it all had it in it. Right. And I remember even on my baby teeth having like a little bit of spotting and wondering what it was. So now I know.
Right. Now that's it right there. And they also say parents really should monitor the amount of toothpaste, even though the kids are independent, want to do it. Just make sure they monitor them and make sure they're not putting in too much there. So how long can you leave wet laundry in the washing machine?
All right. We answered this question this morning. This was interesting, and we made people turn around on the interstate who forgot they had clothes in the washer from last night.
Yeah. Industry experts say basically you have anywhere from 8 to 12 hours before it starts to smell mildewy.
All right.
Maybe a little bit of a different timetable if you're in the garage or outside of the HVAC.
Yeah. Summertime in the garage, you're not going to get 8 to 12 hours.
They also say don't do this too often because even though you can rewash it or, you know, what happens is when the mold starts growing, it constantly growing and dying, growing and dying.
Right.
It weakens the fabrics in your clothing. You're actually ruining your clothes.
But shouldn't the hot water help, though?
They say no. That the that just keep growing. If you're doing it on a constant basis, you really are damaging your clothes completely.
Oh, okay. All right.
They say it's just not good, not only for your clothes, but for your washer, because, you know, the mold gets, the mildew gets inside the machine and it smells and... You know,
one thing we did, we had our dryer vent cleaned. We hadn't done it in a while. Our dryer works about 100% better. It used to take a long time.
Yeah.
It would keep drying. You know, if you do two loads at once, you start the dryer and you start the washer, it would take longer to dry than the washer would finish before the dryer. Now the dryer finishes way before the washer. So have the dryer vent cleaned. It's a fire
hazard.
That's
a huge deal. I do that at least every three or four dries.
Yeah.
And then for me, I have a Janie test for the smelliness.
Which is?
You know, you pick up a few and then you sniff it and then you have the whole like, is it, could it get by? And then if it gets by, then you add an extra dryer sheet and some Febreze and you're good to go.
Well, and plus you got to wear it. I'm just going to the gym. Do I really need to smell nice?
Yeah.
I'm just going to smell nasty anyways. This is a job I really think you two are going to leave me and go for this job because you both love chocolate and you both love traveling.
Yeah, really.
And if you can get paid to eat chocolate and travel, why not?
And you get to drive a Choco truck. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. There's a Dutch company, a chocolate company, which focuses on producing chocolates that promote fair trade practices, make sure they're not picked by child labor or slavery type scenarios.
Right.
And they're trying to get their message across here in the United States saying, hey, chocolate, I know it's good and everything, but you know, when you buy those regular chocolate bars, you're kind of feeding into this this really bad thing for humanity and for the planet. They're called Tony's Chocolonely.
Chocolonely, I think.
Chocolonely.
Yeah. Which I think is so strange, but I eat chocolate when I'm lonely all the time.
So they're looking for three people to become their new staff for their Choco truck. One's going to be the captain, two are going to be the co-pilots, and you're going to go across the country for about 3 to 4 months this spring, starting in Austin, ending in Chicago, and your job will be to educate people about the inequalities that can exist in the coca industry, including illegal child labor on coca farms.
Yeah, they're actually selling this as 100% slave-free chocolates.
Right.
I've never heard that before in marketing. That's interesting.
I haven't either, but if you want to apply for the job, the driver or the captain will be responsible not only for steering the truck, but for all the filled with chocolate goodies, but also managing the team of two people. The roles will last about 4 months. The captain for about 3 months for the 4 months for the captain, 3 months for the co-pilot. The captain job could actually turn into a full-time job.
Whoa, there's three of us. Why don't we all just go and we can do the show from the road while we eat chocolate and talk to people about slave-free coca plants?
If you eat my chocolate, sure.
I'll eat your chocolate.
I am not a chocolate guy. But I do love my Pringles, and I do love my wine, and I do love a scooter now and then.
And your Walmart.
I love my Walmart.
I don't know how this happened, but I don't know whether that woman who was in Texas over the holidays who was driving around in the Walmart little electric cart drinking wine out of a Pringles can in the parking lot, it might have inspired these people to come out with an actual Pringle cup.
I don't know if this is a Texas thing or a Southern thing, but it's now a worldwide thing. There's a company called The Cup Artist. It's on Etsy. They now sell 20-ounce tumblers that resemble Pringle cans.
See, I can see that because at the gym, right on the treadmills, they have a perfect little Pringles can holder right there.
We'll, we'll buy one for you, Storm.
Yeah. Do they have two, one on each side? You could have real Pringles on one side and then wine on the other.
I think the one on the other side is an ashtray.
Yes, when I'm running, I like to have a place to dip my ash when I have my cigarette.
A little menthol.
I just want to know where the line was for Walmart when it's like, you got this woman.
You got banned?
Yeah, like she's drinking wine. She's clearly open. Did she eat all the Pringles first and then pour the wine in, or did she come in like that? There's so many things I want to know. And then was she arrested for, or banned rather, for driving drunk, or was she just arrested for drinking wine in a can? I don't know.
Have you ever had salt and vinegar Chardonnay? pretty special.
But it's worth a shot. Can you try it once?
If you want these particular tumblers, they're $25 each. You can customize them for an additional $5. It takes about 5 to 6 weeks for you to get. But yeah, I would imagine the banned Walmart list is probably something that you could, you know, it's an index card. You know, I've never known of a business that really bans too many people from coming into it. So,
because they have a whole People of Walmart site, and the way they dress, half those people, if not all of them, should be banned. But for me, though, this is the greatest Halloween costume. Yeah. Like, if you have a jazzy scooter anyway, like, just get yourself one of these things, or just do it for real and be the lady for Halloween.
Cricket should sell this, you know, they ought to sell them with it. You get a free Pringles tumbler.
That'd be awesome.
So there's our show for today, Tuesday, February 5th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC.
Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.